Ew.
Long time no see, buddy. How's it going? When did you get back?
Hey, good to see you. I've been home for almost a year, just trying to adjust and get back into the swing of things.
Well, it looks like you've been busy. I always see those pics you post of you and your family at all those events. What gives?
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and President Trump issuing a warning to Hamas required in phase two of the U.S. peace plan to disarm. When asked by ABC's Karen Travers how the president intends to enforce that.
And if they don't disarm, we will disarm them.
How will you do that?
I don't have to explain that to you. But if they don't disarm, we will disarm them. They know I'm not playing games.
The president says it will happen quickly and perhaps violently. Four more deceased hostage bodies were recovered and turned over to the Red Cross and IDF today. The remains of 20 other hostages killed in Gaza have not yet been located. President Trump hosted Argentina's leader today with the U.S. signing off on a $20 billion currency swap with Argentina's central bank. That move has angered many American farmers who say the bailout allows Argentina to sell its soybeans to China. The president says China, by not buying American soybeans, was engaging in an economically hostile act and vowed retribution, including that the U.S. would stop buying cooking oil. This is ABC News. A new review of popular protein powders by Consumer Reports finding that there's also high levels of lead in many of those products. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Of the 23 protein powders and shakes, Consumer Reports says it recently analyzed more than two-thirds had more lead in a single serving than what its experts say is safe to consume in a day, some by more than 10 times. Unlike drugs, the FDA doesn't review, approve, or test supplements like protein powders before they're sold. Federal regulations also don't generally require supplement makers to prove their products are safe.
The Supreme Court today rejected the appeal from conservative commentator and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who was ordered to pay $1.4 billion in damages to the families of victims of the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. After calling the shooting a hoax, the court did not explain the denial. 20 children and 6 adults were killed in that mass shooting. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some scattered showers on your Tuesday afternoon. Highs reaching the mid and upper 50s, an east to northeast breeze. Showers look a little more likely in the overnight, lows in the mid and upper 40s. Showers continue for the first half of your Wednesday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 50 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. For the first time in 3 months, the Wisconsin State Senate was on the floor Tuesday. Legislation approved and now headed to Governor Tony Evers includes bills to allow candidates to remove their names from the ballot and require public schools adopt policies banning use of cell phones during instructional time. The Milwaukee Police Department on Monday released video of last week's fatal officer-involved shooting between a 40-year-old officer and 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes. It's the same footage the Wilkes family viewed Friday, after which an attorney representing them said they believed Wilkes' fatal shooting was justified. Another case of bird flu detected in Wisconsin. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection on Monday announced presence of the disease in a backyard poultry flock in Franksville in Racine County. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's all he ever talked about, all he wanted to do. When he wasn't out somewhere gambling, he was doing it here at home, on his phone, his computer, until that call to the Problem Gambling Helpline.
He kept calling in, just didn't seem like himself. Now, he's one of the best workers I've got.
He was missing my games, my school stuff. Not anymore. I've got my dad back.
It's like he disappeared. He's my best friend, but he never had time for me anymore. Until he called the free Problem Gambling Helpline.
They call it the invisible addiction, but everyone can see it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help and hope are just a call, text, or click away. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Ansay & Associates, your auto owner's agents, downtown Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The city of Durand has sold the parking lot on 2nd Avenue West in downtown. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the lot was sold to a downtown business.
That was the municipal lot that was sold to Heike's, and they actually own the building next to it too, but that process has been completed. The sale has been finalized. We just need to do the final things with the county, but it is sold. So that parking lot is now under private ownership.
The city had put the property up for sale earlier this year. Expect higher heating costs this year. Xcel Energy is advising Wisconsin natural gas customers that they can expect to see higher bills this winter. Xcel says that monthly bills will be 15% higher on average versus last winter. The increase is being attributed to higher costs for natural gas, as well as higher infrastructure and other costs. Eau Claire's Sustainability Advisory Committee is considering making a recommendation regarding outdoor cats. At issue are domestic cats who are allowed to run free outside and pose a threat to birds and other small animals. The American Bird Conservancy reports that outdoor cats kill about 2.4 billion birds every year in the United States. The advisory committee is considering a recommendation to make it illegal to allow cats outdoors without a leash. to require that cats be spayed or neutered unless permitted for breeding, and that licensing fees and cat-related fines be increased. More than $130 million in Wisconsin clean energy-related projects are at risk as the Trump administration moves to cut up to $24 billion in projects originally approved by the Biden administration. The Wisconsin grants are on the list of a mix of projects that have helped boost energy efficiency, including the expansion of energy storage battery systems. One potential casualty is more than $1 million to prepare young people to enter apprenticeships in the skilled trades. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion on the orderly conduct portion of the city ordinances and reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The Durand, Arkansas School District is preparing to break ground on the new Early Learning Center. Superintendent Ryan Nelson says groundbreaking should happen sometime here in mid-October.
We are continuing to work with Durand Builders on just finalizing plans, approval from the state and local level. And really, once we get the thumbs up from them, we'll be breaking ground. We're hoping to do it here in mid-October.
The city of Durand recently approved the site plan for the center. It's hoped to have the new center open by the 2026 school year. Prison time for an Eau Claire woman connected in connection with the shooting death of a man 3 years ago. 46-year-old Eddie Banks was fatally shot and found dead in the ditch off of Mallard Road in June of 2022. Three people were charged in the case, including Christina Keppert, who pleaded guilty to charges of felony murder and false imprisonment. Keppert has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. Authorities are sharing the name of a motorcyclist who died after a recent accident in La Crosse. 37-year-old Nicholas Smythe was riding near 33rd Street and Mormon Cooley Road on October 2nd when he sideswiped a truck that was pulling a trailer. Smythe later died at a local hospital. Electric and natural gas customers who need assistance need to apply before the end of the month. If you have outstanding electric and gas utility bills, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging you to make payment arrangements with your provider or apply for financial assistance before the annual winter heating disconnection moratorium begins November 1st. Under that state law, utilities can't disconnect essential services to residents during the moratorium. If you are currently disconnected, you'll need to make arrangements to restore service because utilities aren't required to reconnect service until payment arrangements are made. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. Two Minnesota breweries have earned gold medals at the Great American Beer Festival Saturday. The gold medal winning breweries are Northbound Smokehouse and Brew Pub, as well as Lapullan Brewing. Minnesota breweries won four medals collectively this year, which is the highest since 2022. The Great American Beer Festival was in Denver over the weekend, hosted by the Brewers Association. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Haley and Spire to part ways. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Spire Motorsports and Justin Haley are parting ways at the end of the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series season. The Indiana native joined the outfit during their inaugural launch in 2019, where he made his series debut at Talladega. Just 6 weeks later at Daytona, he earned his and the team's first Cup victory. The 26-year-old has four Xfinity and three Craftsman Truck victories, making him one of just 41 drivers with wins in all three top NASCAR divisions. Future plans for the team's number 7 entry will be announced at a later date. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Let me tell you about this new Pretzel Cheddar Club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Brewers and Dodgers square off again tonight in Game 2 of the NLCS at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. L.A. won the series opener 2-1 last night. The Brewers sent Freddie Peralta to the mound to try and even the series. Bucks are just a few miles down the road. They take on Oklahoma City in their final exhibition of the preseason. The Bucks are perfect 3-0 so far. They'll open the regular season on October 22nd against Washington at Fiserv Forum. Former Dominican high school star Alex Antetokounmpo is back in Wisconsin. He signed a two-way contract with the Bucks this week. Packers have the day off today. They'll resume workouts on Wednesday. Next up, a road game at Arizona on Sunday. Former Packers edge rusher Za'Darius Smith announcing his retirement from pro football yesterday. Indiana high school receiver Tayshaun Bardo has decommitted from Wisconsin's 2026 recruiting class. Badgers back in action Saturday, hosting number one Ohio State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants state citizens to know that tree and shrub seedling sales from state nurseries are now underway for spring planting 2026. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin DNR is now accepting seedling orders for trees and shrubs to be planted in spring 2026. Wisconsin Forest Nurseries have provided high-quality, native tree seedlings appropriate for planting across the Badger State for more than 100 years. Seedlings from state nurseries are used for reforestation and conservation plantings on private, industrial, and public lands. Any tree seedlings that get planted will also get Wisconsin closer to its Trillion Trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by the year 2030. A minimum order consists of a packet of 300 trees or shrubs in increments of 100 each per species. Youth groups and educational organizations can also purchase seedlings for their conservation planting projects. Place your seedling orders via the online form at the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Ordering Tree and Shrub Seedlings. Some species are in short supply, and there's always big demand. Plant some trees next spring by getting your order in now. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some scattered showers on your Tuesday afternoon. Highs reaching the mid and upper 50s, an east to northeast breeze. Showers look a little more likely in the overnight. Lows in the mid and upper 40s. Showers continue for the first half of your Wednesday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 50 at our studios.
We all know that the continued discussion and dialogue between China and the U.S. is going to have a big pressuring market factor as we move forward. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Mike Zuzulo joins us today with Global Commodity Analytics, and I think that's where we need to start, Mike. I know that China versus U.S. throughout today's trading session has had little tidbits coming out here and there that the market's been reacting to.
Yeah, it really has, Susan. I think it's, you know, it's probably magnified quite a bit because we are seeing less and less data from the government, even though we did get weekly export inspections a day late because of the Columbus Day holiday on Tuesday. But I think you hit it on the nose is that, you know, Tuesday, much of Tuesday's price action, whether you're talking about the overnight Globex trade when wheat made a new five-year low, or you're talking about the day trade when the U.S. dollar made four to five new lows throughout the day as key people in the Trump administration were doing interviews, Secretary of Treasury, the USTR trade representative was on CNBC midday. I was listening to him. And then the Fed Chairman Powell was speaking also and talking about another rate cut potentially this month. These outside market forces, these macro markets, as I call them, really came in and worked deeply in the commodity markets, and it gave us a good peek into how they work because, as I said, in the overnight markets, the crude oil market was at a five-month low, the wheat market was at a five-year low, the relationship between WTI crude and the SRW wheat is about 90% positive right now on a four-week basis for lead month futures. And while those two markets were breaking hard, the U.S. dollar was firming substantially to a new two-month high. That was almost completely reversed during the day on Tuesday because of some of the commentary and the renewal of U.S.-China trade uncertainty turning to U.S.-China trade fears. And so the dollar started to go back down again, as it has all of 2025 because of the trade issues. And that then created the domino effect of WTI coming back up, wheat coming back up, and then that allowing the corn to come back up. And the only, quote, loser on the day was the soy complex, pressured by the bean oil, also pressured, I think, by these trade tensions increasing again. And I think most importantly, for the medium term and for those who are holding beans right now, the Brazilian currency weakened substantially against the dollar. In fact, it made a new two-month low against the dollar. And that's something very important, another one of those supportive features to this market throughout 2025, has not just been the weaker dollar, but it's also been a stronger Brazilian currency. I'm starting to see that break apart, unfortunately. The Brazilian currency is starting to give way. I'm wondering if it's not because of some of the debt issues that they have and some of the debt issues that their next-door neighbor, Argentina, has as well. So that could put pressure on the soy seemingly from nowhere, just that relationship right there, unfortunately, in my view.
Do you see, and CONAB came out with some of those numbers and reissuing the numbers and looking at for soybean production, for example, just not a big change from September, but still talking difference corn-wise compared to what the USDA was saying when we had that last set of numbers come out.
Yeah, and this is the problem with the corn and wheat numbers, both globally corn and globally wheat, is one of the key elements. I talked about the wheat and the crude oil being so closely aligned in price relationship. Why is that? Well, it's because many in the market see a pretty tremendous oversupply of both wheat and crude oil in 2026. And I'm just not there yet in my numbers to answer your question, Susan. I'm not there when it comes to how tight we were on old crop U.S. corn supplies. I talked to a Central Illinois client today, and even though he did have record corn yield, he said his beans were much better than what he was expecting compared to his corn. I am hearing a lot in Nebraska all the way over to Ohio that beans are really outperforming expectations while the corn is so-so or doing okay compared to expectations. And so then that takes you to the South American crop. Do we really have the size of the South American corn crop that the USDA is pushing? I'm not seeing it based upon some of the weather situation, soil moisture profiles that they had in center west Brazil late in their growing year. And the same would be said for me when it comes to Ukraine and Russia. I'm just not seeing how they can have such a declining sunseed oil and vegetable oil production number while they're in the same time increasing wheat and corn production numbers. I know they're grown in different parts, but they both had some pretty significant drought areas in both grains and oil seeds this past year. So I still think there's a lot of unanswered questions on global supply demand.
Well, let's talk about an exciting area right now, and it's been this cattle market. We saw a lot of red that started out the trading session. Didn't last long as we got to the noon hour, but feeders once again stepping in to be the leader.
Yeah, and they came with the help of the cattle market, something very necessary, something we saw kind of break down at the end of last week, and it opened the feeders up to the downside because the fats weren't following. But fats came around this week and really started to lead the market higher, seeing new monthly highs and then being able to take out the September highs on Tuesday. That really, I think, helped ignite the feeder cattle market, as did, I think, the turnaround on Wall Street and also what we're seeing out there in the sale barns and on the auction blocks. Oklahoma City, you know, seeing $5 to $15 higher steer prices, $10 to $25 higher calf prices. This is still, I think, funneling through into the feeder and fat market. I also had seen mid-session, Susan, a news wire suggesting, this was coming out of Latin America, suggesting that Mexican cattle ranchers wanted to curtail beef imports coming from Brazil into Mexico. I'm not so sure that didn't help feed the psychological bull as far as available supplies in North America in general. Having said all that, I did go ahead and turn on the hedge spigot on with clients and subscribers on Tuesday and recommended starting to get hedges in place because, number one, my price objectives haven't been met. Number two, the October seasonal, I get a little bit more nervous about just from a cyclical standpoint and also from a boxed beef standpoint. And I think we have enough numbers out there in the short term to be able to meet demand. And I think lastly would be Wall Street is something that I think is starting to give a little bit more of a red flag to as far as maybe not wanting to go much higher at this stage. And I think funds have really been buyers in the feeders and fats with the idea that the beef consumption is partially due to the strong Wall Street performance. So I'm doing near-term marketings, not going past first quarter, but felt good about getting the hedges in place until we were up $6 in feeders, and I wondered whether I was doing the right thing.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate all your thoughts and comments on the crazy markets we've had today. Quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That is the Tuesday market wrap-up. Joining me, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. You're listening to the American Ag Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Local markets from Tuesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 353, December 358, January 359, new crop 26, 393. Cash beans 907, December 914, January 919, new crop 26, 945. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash in November corn 363, December 368, January 385 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 358, December 366, January 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 358, cash beans 916. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 358, new crop 26402, cash beans 911, new crop 26965. at Red Wing Grains, cash corn, $3.73, November $3.73, April $4.08, and new crop 26, $4.07, cash beans, $9.31, November $9.41, April $10.06, and October $9.94. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.60, December $3.63, cash beans $9.20, December $9.32. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 223 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 217, market cows 116 to 169, bulls 150 to 205, calves 670 to 1650, beef steers 250 to 525, Holstein steers 185 to 490. Sheep markets, light lambs 275 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 265 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 235 to 243.50, finished beef heifers 235 to 243, finished dairy steers 212 to 230, market cows 120 to 149, market bulls 152.50 to 196. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy, and they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The September Ag Economy Barometer from Purdue University and the CME Group was released last week, and the data showed a slight rise in farmer optimism from the month prior. But the details paint a slightly different picture. I'll be back with more after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Yes, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer report for September showed the headline index inching upward toward 126, just 1 point up from August. Now, a rise in the index indicates growing optimism, but when we dig deeper, the signs point to growing pressure on U.S. farms. Producers' assessments of current conditions slipped as that index dropped 7 points to 122. In contrast, farmers' future expectations climbed 5 points to 128. That suggests many farmers are feeling pinched today while still holding out hope for better days ahead. The timing of the survey, which was from September 15th through the 19th, did coincide directly with the USDA release of the September crop production and WASDE reports. Those estimates confirmed expectations of record-high corn and soybean yields, which in turn have cast a shadow on prices and farm margins. That weakness showed up in farm financial sentiment as well. The Farm Financial Performance Index slid to 88, down 3 points from August. Notably, this marks the third straight month producers expect their 2025 financial performance to be weaker than last year. Fewer farmers say now is a good time to make big investments. The Farm Capital Investment Index fell 8 points to 53. Still, policy expectations offer some anchor. A solid 71% of farmers said they believe the U.S. is, quote, quote, headed in the right direction, which is nearly unchanged from recent surveys. However, confidence in tariffs as a long-term boon is fading. Just 51% now say that increased U.S. tariffs will strengthen agriculture over time, down from 63% in June. A strong majority of respondents think a program similar to the 2019 market facilitation program is likely or very likely if commodity prices continue to suffer. That reveals a clear farmer expectation that government support will once again act as a buffer in tough financial times. I'll have more when we come back.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
The September Ag Economy Barometer delivers a story of tension. Pressure now, but hope for the months ahead. Farmers are coping with weak margins, cooling land value expectations, and uncertainty over trade policy. The industry's optimism hinges on federal policy, so time will tell if that optimism is well placed. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some scattered showers on your Tuesday afternoon. Highs reaching the mid and upper 50s, an east to northeast breeze. Showers look a little more likely in the overnight. Lows in the mid and upper 40s. Showers continue for the first half of your Wednesday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 50 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now. Come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world. To act all quiet, sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown on the day you rolled out. Got them all wishing on stars now. If I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You one of them girls. Put my lips on, hold all night long. just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. Yeah, you're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys. Trade his whole world, his whole world, for one of them girls.
They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boots, good boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Pretty good excuse. Now you didn't hear any of this from me.
to see deer heads hanging on the wall. And we like Hooters for their hot wings, too. Other guys never cross our minds. We don't wonder what it might be like. How could it be any better than it is with you? Girls lie, too. We don't care how much money you make, what you drive.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. She always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write or call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?" She said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne.
gotta go now, baby. If I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne. He left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry, I